Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. Your family, most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing today, join me in welcoming our featured guest, Rockwell, is with us. Rockwell, have you with us. And let me remind you, if you have any finance, the 800 1990. Just that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly. Of course, there are no operators. I am it.
I am.
When it comes to developing a financial plan to save you money, I personally work with you. I need today. Save this known future. 800-306-1990. Celebration of the day. National of your pet day. Okay, I don't know about that one. Having beaten Mexico, I'll stick with the related to food. I don't think they have a very high.
You have a cold.
Cold.
Okay,
okay. Okay. So let's go to this one though. As we got chicken pie, we don't get our triple. It's going to rail. We're still working on 300 boxes of. That's our plan. We need to buy 300 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. We're going to buy them from donated, but they we're going to buy 300 boxes. I need to use it on radio, in the Square app, however you want to do it. And the reason I play simple here. Already committed that they will deliver the cookies to the Orange County Family Justice Center for women and abused children. And being that I never touched them, well, that makes them calorie free to you and me. So I think we're about halfway there on getting our Girl Scout cookie drive this year. And we've already so help us out on that one. Out the markets right now. Dow Jones Industrial on 58 still up. Looking at the bond base points. I understand most people don't care. Don't look off. I'm also looking at the Treasury, the 10-day 30-year bond. The bond down interest rates are up just a little bit. Now, as I've shared this regularly, I still get the question, Ron. Than the Dow Industrial Average to move over bonds. That means there's more demand for the bonds. When there's more demand for the bonds, the bond yield should be getting, but it's not. Why? Well, the Federal Reserve has something to do with that, but it's just a divergence in the market, and they always seem to get back to where they're supposed to be. They always seem to do it. We're near the top of the chart right now. As we are near that top of the channel, what I'm going to really suggest is that 907, we're right near the resistance level. Bonds probably going back away, so the bonds will go down and markets will be back to a little bit of normalcy. Bottom line, you have a good mortgage guy helping if you're looking to get a new loan. If you're not worried about getting a loan, if you're not selling into the stock market, don't worry about it. That's the big issue. I share this especially with seniors. You should be living off of the same way. You should be living off of about 2 years worth of cash reserves. Our seniors, not everybody, but our kids. 2 years worth of cash reserves. That way, our market goes. Just a thought. Let's look at the news here before we get into our intriguing content. It's a pesky subject today, so we will get there, but in the next segment, Trump endorses tougher background checks. Are we still on this same guideline here? I know that there's a lot, you know, it's amazing how I keep watching the social media channels because I do get a little political. I end up having more information on my channels than I'd probably like to as far as the background checks and issues. Think about this concept. No one wants to talk about this. You know, wherever we go, if I do a seminar and I have 1,000 people in a seminar, I've got to have security. I go over here to our old studio, Highway 39 Event Center, and they have an event there, maybe 100 people. They've got armed security. I go over to the Grove of Anaheim. They've got armed security there for every event. You go to, we do the July 4th events here in Anaheim Hills. So we have a parade. Yeah, the police are there. We have a fireworks show. Uh-huh, the police are there. We have a dog show. I mean, I know today's Love Your Pet Day. We have a dog show. The police are there. Yet we're willing to send our most prized part of our life, our children, to an institution every day where they don't have a mandate of security. How in the world does that make sense to anybody? Right? I mean, you've got kids. We're bordering on a high school right here. 3,000 people all in one location, and there's no armed security here protecting these young people. And you wonder why it is that we get the mentally ill and some of these others that come to these institutions to shoot. It's easy. Catch a clue here, folks. When are we going to change that part of it? I just don't get it. Moving right along, I will get off my box here once again. Well, maybe I won't. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Tax law leaps in popularity. Before President Trump's tax reform went into effect, the media disparaged it as a giveaway to the rich, and partly as a result, most Americans opposed the law. But now, after people have seen larger paychecks and after some received bonuses, support for the law has climbed above 50%. Even Democrat voters who previously abhorred the law are now giving it tepid support. I know, it's just crumbs. But, you know, to Nancy Pelosi, we're crumbs. You know, I'll take those $1,000 checks. Anybody not want the $1,000 crumb? I'll take it.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Unbelievable. That's how, you know, San Franciscans, I think a lot of them are just out of touch with the world. But Ms. Pelosi has obviously proven that one. To the surprise of no one, a merry band of political scientists has declared Donald Trump the very worst president in the history of our nation. Perhaps even less surprising is Barack Obama's ranking in the top 10. The survey concluded that Lincoln, Washington, and FDR, respectively, were the three best presidents for President Trump. There is nowhere to go but up. I think that's coming from our schools that we send our kids to. Got to wonder about that one. Of course, President Obama was a magician. How do you win a Nobel Peace Prize after being in office for a month? I just don't get it. But, you know, hey, that's just me.
So I know who's ass to kick.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Maybe they were just worried. Unbelievable. Both President Trump, Vice President Pence will speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference later this week. CPAC is this year's largest gathering of influential conservatives and always attracts big-name guests and attendees. I wonder if there's going to be any armed security there. Just a thought. Oh, I guess I digress. Amazing there. Other speakers include various cabinet secretaries and even a lawman. Sheriff David Clark, always a favorite among conservatives, will be there, no doubt wearing his famous hat. And the feminists, listen up, feminists. While self-proclaimed feminists complain about perceived slights in the USA, they usually ignored widespread misogyny in Muslim nations. Let's see if this one catches their attention. A young woman was booted off an Emirates Airway flight because she complained of very minor menstrual cramping. Her mistake was telling her boyfriend that she felt some pain while a flight attendant was within earshot. You gotta love that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, I don't know about this stuff. In the Olympics, amongst the worst ratings ever, holy cow, did anyone really think that performance-enhancing drugs would help in the much-maligned sport of curling? I don't even understand that sport. Well, one Russian curler has tested positive for doping. You'd think the Russians would learn already, right? I mean, they can't even call themselves Russians at the Olympics this year. They're the Olympic team from Russia. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the difference is. But another one banned for substance he ingested. It's also a heart medication. Russia is officially banned from the games for prior doping incidents, but many of their athletes are competing as individuals. So I wonder who they're representing. I don't know. We better watch out. Maybe they're representing another one of those loons in the world, Joy Behar. We all know that Joy Behar and her left-wing colleagues on The View would never utter a disparaging word about Islam. But Behar had no problem mocking Vice President Mike Pence's deep Christian faith, which she called a mental illness, quote unquote. As of yesterday, ABC has received more than 25,000 phone calls from incensed Americans. The view, by the way, is under the purview of ABC's news division. Does anybody believe that's any kind of a news story? Just a thought. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, pest inspections. Do the pests come out? No, not your kids. But do the bugs come out during the springtime? We're going to get the firsthand information. Two ways to get the most money from the sale of your home, budgeting tips, and we've got our Mortgage Minute all coming up. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Mercedes. Jeffrey, glad to see you with us. Tamara, glad to see you. Bill, Mindy, Dottie, Adrian, Deidre, a lot of folks on here this morning. Glad to see you all with us. Hope you're planning on attending our free seminar. It's coming up on Tuesday out in Palm Desert on El Paseo. I'm looking forward to it. 30 listings in 30 days. Please join us. The Mortgage Minute this morning being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the only one that I know of that has the fast loan approval, helping people save $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of a new home. Think about that. What would that mean to you? What would that mean to your family, saving that kind of money on the purchase of a new home? So we are watching the markets as we do every day for you. Dow Jones Industrial Average has been very volatile once again. It's the way of the world. The bonds have been volatile as well. So let's talk a little bit about why that's happening and what we might be up against. Quiet economic news day. Tomorrow we get a little bit warmer. Existing home sales in the minutes from the January 31st Federal Reserve meeting, they come out tomorrow. Mortgage applications are on Wednesday. Existing home sales are Wednesday. Five-year note auction. Thursday, we've got initial jobless claims. We'll see how the bonds are doing on Thursday with another auction then as well. And Friday, Fed members William Dudley speaks, Loretta Mester speaks, John Williams speaks. So we're going to get a lot of information. And I shared with you the test. Once again, I should look at my phone just to see if the numbers are still holding. 2.908 is the new level of resistance. So we'll see how that does on the bonds. That is the Mortgage Minute. Brought to you again by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, the only one I know of that has the fast pass loan approval. So we do talk a lot about real estate on the program today. And a good friend of the broadcast and a good friend, Brett Rockwell, is with Rockwell Pest Solutions. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Glad. So let's chat a little bit about pests. I mean, a lot of people call me a pest.
I tend to call me pests as well. So it's okay.
Okay, so let's talk about two issues, I think. One issue would be the issue of maintaining our property and to keep out non-renting parties.
Right.
And the other one is from a sales standpoint. Now, let's talk about the maintenance.
Sure, for me, you have portions. You have control, which is bugs and your spiders. And they actually fall under two license classes. So if you got ant spiders, black widows, crickets, cockroaches, whatever the case may be, we always recommend the service that's going to be the most effective for you. And every person has a different threshold of tolerance as to the amount of bugs that are acceptable in the house. For my wife and kids, it's one spider. I'm up kicking it, whatever it may be. For other people, they could have a house full of cockroaches and they finally decide to call after trying over the counter. So I would recommend like an every other month service just for your general crawling insects.
Now, let me ask you this question because, you know, I shared with you before we went on broadcast, I tell everybody this all the time. Not only don't I know what end of a screwdriver to use, right? I can't tell one insect from another. I think I could tell what a spider is.
Sure.
I think.
It's tough because there's two reasons why I recommend a homeowner have regular pest control service. And the first one is your price point. So right now we're charging, I think, I own the company, but I don't know the price. I think we're like $65 in every other month service. Going down to Home Depot, buying sprays, buying a can of spray, buying a squirt bottle and everything, you're probably going to spend about $65. So a lot of times the cost that you're going to spend on the materials to kill bugs out of wash. And then so you have to watch somebody come around your house. But the second most important part is that if there's a problem, you have somebody to yell at. So I know if I screw something up, my wife yells at me. I like to have a company. Yeah, that's always a
big factor. So I can just give her your phone number.
There you go.
And I don't have to worry about it.
Yep, and then I forward it to the office and take care of it that way. So it's much, much easier. That's for the pest control. And we have there's a street in Grand Terrace that we service, California. And on that street, we have 6 of the 10 houses on service. And each one of those customers is on a different service, whether they're on a monthly service, an every other month service, or every 3 month service. And each one of those customers have different problems in times. You know, the quarterly customer has been on service for 15 years. She never calls. The monthly customer calls all the time. So that perspective of what's acceptable and that customer's threshold of tolerance is completely different for every person.
So now you talk about a quarterly or an every other month. Mm-hmm. Are we going to be looking at, is there seasons, I guess is the question?
Yeah, I mean, it's changed now with quote unquote global warming. Pest pressures have changed. The Argentine ants are still the little black ants that we have around. You know, they're kind of new in California, and they're a little more active 24/7, 365. But most of the height of the pest control season starts in about March. and then kind of teeters out in September. Obviously, we had a real unseasonably warm summer this year. So March through October is pretty much about the time that you're going to notice. Now, obviously, that's the opposite of rats, because the rats start coming up and rodents in about September, October, and they're heavier in the winter months coming inside and trying to forage.
So would the same company like yours that handles ants handle rats?
A normal company, now again, assuming a regular pest control service, it follows under the same scope of licensing. So a branch 2 license enables a company to do any kind of pest control service on a home. And that covers you ants, spiders, crickets, cockroaches, scorpions, centipedes, millipedes, wasps, bees, gophers, rats, mice, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
On a regular pest control service, most companies will offer warranty for rodents in between service as long as the structure is properly sealed. So as long as your trees are trimmed back, as long as your door sweeps are in good repair, no holes in the stuccos keeping the doors closed, most companies will warranty rodents part of the regular cursory service.
Interesting. Okay, so it's good stuff. I mean, I know that, and you mentioned something, because I've seen around our house this little tiny, almost like a poppy seed,
mm-hmm.
but a poppy seed that moves.
Yep.
Is that little ant you're talking about?
No, the Argentine ants are small black ants, and the beauty of Google nowadays is you can pretty much find anything within reason. But we have to see the bugs. I mean, there's 80,000 species of spiders. Yeah, or you can take a picture. That's
okay.
Kind of, the beauty of technology nowadays is you're going to call me and say, hey, Brett, I've got this poppy seed bug jumping around my house. And probably it's going to be, I wouldn't know what it is, as a matter of fact. So
I'm going to go on Google.
So you're going to take that and you're going to put it in a plastic bag and you're going to put it on your front porch. And I'm going to come out 2 or 3 days later. In the meantime, it's either blown away, got crushed by the mailman, or your thousands of Amazon packages. And I'm going to look at it and go, thanks for the crush bug, Ron. I have no idea what this is. So now with modern technology, what I do ask a lot of times people is take a high resolution photograph of it and post it on our Facebook page. And that way we'll get the notification on social media. We can look at high-resolution photo, or you can tag it on Instagram or post it on Twitter and tag us in it.
Fascinating way of doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. And we can look at it, see what it is. And most of the time we can identify the species. Saves us driving out to your house and look at it and a bad bug in a bag.
Sure. Good idea, because I would never thought of doing like that.
Now, we do have rules. If you do text me personally at 5 o'clock, it is going to be a brown recluse. So we try to get those notifications done in 8 and 5.
I like that idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you forget that. I just woke up in the middle of the night and someone's texting, and I'm sure your family loves that.
Oh, my wife says, who's messaging you? What bug is this time? And I'm like, really? You're not worried I'm trying to be hit on? No, it's bugs.
That's kind of funny, right? I mean, I guess you've been happily married a while. That's it.
Yeah, 15 years in June. So,
15
yeah.
years in June.
Yeah, nice. Time flies. It's fun.
I would try and remember the line I was just taught the other day. We're 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully for 2 years out of 30 we've been married.
There you go. Yeah.
just throwing out there. I hope my wife must have checked off, but we'll see.
My dad's favorite one is, my wife and I are separated by about 6 feet. She's across the table right there.
There you go. Okay. So we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. Talking bugs on Ron Siegel Radio this morning. I've shared with you. I know nothing about them other than if they're in my house, I get in trouble.
Yeah, make a call. That's
right?
Yeah.
That's the bottom. And I like where you started with this, Brett, because so many people want to be the do-it-yourselfer.
Right.
So, and again, I hope she's not listening, but I have a friend that says something about Chinese chalk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chinese chalk, most of the time, going to be orthoboric acid, which is borax. And borax is a natural desiccant, which is effective to use in control of pests. But the thing that I see a lot of times, you go down home to a sponsor of the show?
No.
Okay. And you go down to your little big box supply store, and you purchase a general over-the-counter pesticide product. In order for us to use that as a licensed applicator, we have to have glasses, and a respirator. The problem is a lot of over-the-counter pesticide companies will not put any precautionary, and they'll actually put fresh scent in there. So you have exposure and toxicity to pesticides. You have three types of exposure. You have your inhalation, which is breathing through your mouth, liquid form, and then you have your dermal, and that's actually going through the skin. So people think because it's fresh scent, they can just grab the can and spray the cockroach, but in reality, they're absorbing chemicals into their entire system.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then they wonder why they don't feel good. Mm-hmm. And going back to where we started in the segment, they spent as much money as if they called professionals the right way.
Most of the time, it's, I think, 71% of poison control centers are related to over-the-counter pesticides. It's a crazy high number.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great information. We're going to continue our conversation talking pests and not a spousal type, but we're going to talk pests with Brett Rockwell, Rockwell Pest Solutions. We're going to talk about the new housing market and how it affects houses and what you need to know about this as well. So we're going to chat more with Brett when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also chat a little bit about ways to get the most money from the sale of your house and maybe ways to benefit from rising interest rates. We'll see if we can get it all in today. We generally have trouble. It's because I talk too much. But if you have any questions, you can call me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit. It's free. One of my favorite words, it's free, right there, just text toolkit, no space, 79564. Two ways to get the most money from the sale of your home. We'll chat about that if I can get this report. I don't know why my...
It's Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, that must be it. Exactly. I've only had a half a pot of coffee today, too. Every homeowner wants to make sure they maximize their financial reward when selling their home. But how do you guarantee that you receive the maximum value for your house? Here are two keys to ensure that you get the highest possible price. And I say this to you all the time, and people question me. They look at me like I'm crazy. They're probably right. Number one, price it a little low. May seem counterintuitive, but let's look at this concept for a moment. Many homeowners that think pricing their homes a little over market value will leave them room for negotiation. In actuality, this just dramatically lessens the demand for your house. So you get to negotiate between buyer and seller. Somebody's going to get the better edge of that. Let's see if we can do this the other way around. Instead of the seller trying to win the negotiation with one buyer, they should price it so that demand for the home is maximized. By doing this, the seller will not be fighting with a buyer over the price, but instead have multiple buyers fighting with each other over the house. Realtor.com gives this advice. I quote, aim to price your property at or just slightly below the going rate. Today's buyers are highly informed, so if they sense they're getting a deal, they're likely to bid up a property that's slightly underpriced, especially in areas with low inventory, unquote. And I put a chart on social media this morning talking about that. Number two is a given. I don't know if I should even talk about this one. Use a real estate professional. This too may seem counterintuitive. The seller may think they would make more money if they didn't have to pay a real estate commission. With this being said, studies have shown that homes typically sell for more money when handled by a real estate professional. A study by Collateral Analytics reveals that for sale by owners don't actually save any money and in some cases may be costing themselves more by not listing with an agent. I've shared that one with you before as well. Even the owner of For Sale by Owner listed his house with an agent. So bottom line, price your house at or slightly below the current market value. Hire a professional. This will guarantee you to maximize the price you get for your house. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Toolkit to 79564. Continuing our conversation this morning, Brett Rockwell is with us, Rockwell Pest Solutions. So we talked in the last segment, if you are a homeowner, renter, if you have a place over a roof over your head, probably would not work if you're living in the tent community down along the riverbed. But you can call Brett. He can help you. His team can help you with making sure that only those people who you want to live in your, or those, individuals, whatever, live are in the house that you want there. You don't have any pests. Can't get rid of the kids. It doesn't work. But now we're going to switch our conversation a little bit and chat about when you're selling your house. So what do you do in that case? Brett, when you're thinking about selling, you know, it used to be, you know, I think on an FHA loan and on a VA loan, they still require a termite report or a pest report. A
termite certification, actually. Certification. Yeah, so the quote-unquote good old days. An FHA and VA transaction requires certification, and then pre-2014, the real estate contracts would require an inspection certification. And then they adjusted those findings and recommendations. So the thing first and foremost that I always recommend as a quote-unquote real estate professional is that as part of the listing presentation for realtors and the probably the most successful, and again, listen to your broker. I'm just a dumb termite guy. But we always recommend you having a wood-destroying organism inspection prior to the selling of your house. And the reason being is that you know what your escrow fees are going to be. You know what your title fees are going to be. You know what your real estate agent's commission fees are going to be. But termite and home inspection are kind of the unknowns. I've inspected brand-new houses that have termites before. I've inspected 100-year-old houses that are completely clear. But if the buyer submits an offer and that offer requests a destroying organism certification and you agree to it in the contract and then you have an order, you have a house inspect. If we come out there and tell you $16,000 worth of work on a house, which happened on Wednesday of last week, you're contractually obligated to provide that wood destroying organism certification or to give a financial contribution in that same amount. So at least if you have the property inspected before you enter into escrow, as those offers come in, you can delineate which of those offers are better or worse for your transaction. And I kind of explain to people, you know, as part of the inspection process is I want sellers to make a lot of money, because if the sellers make a lot of money, then they tell what a great job their entire team did, and therefore we get to get more business. But we've had a few recently. The worst one we ever had was a house in San Juan Capistrano, and that house was about $7,000 to fumigate the house, and the construction repairs was another $43,000.
Wow.
Now, this was a $7 million house in San Juan Capistrano, but relatively speaking, at the end of the day, it was $50,000. I don't care if you're Jay-Z, you know, or you're Billy Bob J.
Well, who was the one last night that spent $91,000 in his restaurant?
Jay-Z. I'm a Jay-Z fan, man, I tell you. But $91,000 in champagne is a little excessive.
That's a heavy duty.
I'm just saying.
It's a heavy tap.
$11,000 tip, though. That's not too shabby. So you can put a nice.
But it wasn't 20%. I don't want to cause trouble.
I think it was a mandated 15. So
okay.
But yeah, we had that one. That one was about $50,000 in total costs. We did.
So what is a basic, you know, a track home, you know? And I think in Orange County, I think we looked at the number yesterday. It was $800,000 median price. Mm-hmm. San Diego County, $600,000. Riverside County, I'm sure it's going to be a little less than that. Is there a guideline for what an inspection would cost?
Well, inspections for us, and every company is completely different, but I only speak for my own companies. We charge $85 for a wood-destroying organism inspection. And we charge $85 whether it's a 200-square-foot condo or a 10,000-square-foot house. Now, obviously, we've had a few Beverly Hills mansions that we've done. Those are always fun. But if we're going to be out there for hours and hours and hours, we have to be able to cover our time costs. And the reason that we charge an inspection fee is that we are there to do an inspection and nothing else. Not to knock any other companies, but the free inspection companies, you'll always find like, well, there's always a couple hundred dollars worth of work. I explain it to people is that we are a wood destroying organism inspection company that as a courtesy offers cost for any repairs that are found during inspection, and if you would elect us to have those repairs done, you know what the cost of it is. So it's kind of a balance.
So there's a couple of questions that I would pose. I don't know. I saw that Linda Eisenman joined us. I want to maybe she'll pipe in here a little as well. Great real estate professional here in North Orange County. But my thought here is if I have this report done ahead of time, then I can make an educated decision as to do I want to sell my house? Mm-hmm. Do I not want to sell my house? Mm-hmm. I know what my cost is going to be. Mm-hmm. I can put that into my costs. Mm-hmm. And equally as important, the, you know, what may or may not have to be done. But here's the issue. I wonder, do I become obligated then to disclose that I know what's required?
Well, again, I'm not a realtor. I just play one on Facebook.
Yeah.
But you do have an obligation to disclose any and all inspection and common knowledge of the current condition of your property when the escrow process occurs. So me, I like to work with ethical people who follow the rules and regulations. And my point and purpose is to make sure that you make proper financial decisions. So if we're in a situation where the repair, other people are going to find that too. The buyers are most likely going to have a home inspection and they're going to find additional causes of concerns. The appraiser is going to come out and the appraiser is going to find issues and they're going to call for a wood destroying organism inspection. So each and every single one of the inspections that we perform, air quotes, should be logged in with the Structural Pest Control Board in the state of California. So every inspection that we perform, we pay a fee to the state of California for those reports. So I cut a check for $80,000 to the state of California last year for inspection fees performed, and those are logged there. So then you have a disclosure issue where if we inspect a home and you don't let anyone know liability purposes, then you have, I didn't know about that, but your name's on the inspection order from 2 months before you sold your house. So again, that ethics and that morals level is we want you to provide a good house. I call it the pay it forward process, is that we hope that the house you purchase is treated with the same quality and integrity as the one that you're selling.
And I like your comment there. And Linda, thank you for sharing with us. Linda's confirming that exactly what Brett is saying. And she is the real estate broker, real estate guru. So, and she's saying, yeah, exactly. She's saying the exact same thing you are that you play on TV or on Facebook.
Yeah.
But here's the issue. And, you know, I'm a small government guy. And I like your comment there, Brett, because what's even more important than the idea of what's required and, you know, the idea that there is a logging of this information with the state of California mm-hmm. is
It's what's right.
It's what's right. And I mean, a couple of years ago, I had a seller in Brea, and generically speaking, when it talks to fumigations versus localized treatments, I give people the three strikes rule unless you're a Giants fan. So every area that has a portion of damage or evidence of termite, drive with termites, is one strike against you. So unless you're Curtis Granderson in the playoffs against the Cubs, who gets four strikes, you get those three strikes. Once you get to that third area, then you're at a fumigation level. The technical terminology is when drywood termites extend into an inaccessible area. So it could be one strike, it could be two strikes, but most of the time it's about three strikes. So the seller at the home, we actually had two areas, but we could see mathematically the drywood termites had extended into inaccessible areas. So we recommended a fumigation on the property. That seller was buying an additional property in the city of Diamond Bar, I believe, and he called me absolutely livid, furious. He says, why are you charging me $2,600 to fumigate my house when there was only two areas and the house that I'm buying had 12 areas of termites and he's charging $750 to treat the house? And I said, okay, stop your cursing at me, because I don't like cursing at me. I only curse at you. And I said, think of the comfort level. The house that you're buying has more termites with a lesser recommendation. Are you comfortable with that, that you're going to be in that house for the next five to eight years right now, I think is what car records say. Are you comfortable with all the termites going to be killed when they found more termites and are doing a lesser service? And there was a long pause. And he goes, when can I schedule my house? So that justification and giving people all the information, all I can do is give you the information and let you make the best educated choice.
Absolutely. We're going to continue our conversation. What's the story with this orange guard or orange oil or whatever they're talking about? We're going to talk to Brett about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Ways to benefit from rising interest rates. We'll talk about that when we get back as well. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you
you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It's wrong. I know that because they're all wrong. I know 60 Minutes said that 20% of them are wrong. I think they must have the bureaus as an advertiser on the show. But I'm here to tell you, because I don't advertise on my show, so I can tell you what the truth is. Since the 90s, I've been looking at credit reports. I have never, ever seen one that's 100% accurate. Even one gentleman who's got an 834 FICO score out of an 850 perfect, he had errors on his report. They all have errors. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer helps solve that problem. And speaking of the problem, interest rates are increasing right now. They are going up, as we share that with you on a regular basis. So how do you benefit from that? Well, the ways to benefit from interest rates, number one, you have to understand it. That's why I do the broadcast every morning, is so that you will understand what happens in the marketplace. Number two, reduce, since it costs more to carry debt when interest rates are high. Now's the time to do whatever you can to reduce the amount of debt you have. That's called a debt consolidation loan. When you look at car payments, credit card payments, that's all part of your household blended interest rate. And we look at that in conjunction weighted average with your home loan. Your blended rate might be 6%, yet you might say, well, I got a 3.5% interest rate, Ron. Well, who cares? You're paying 6% every month. Understand that. Revert back to item number one of understanding. That's what we're here for, to educate. Looking to buy a house, do it now. Don't wait for interest rates to go up any higher. Reallocate. If you currently have investments in long-term CDs and are able to move them around, allocating them to shorter-term funds may make more money for you. Or you can call our friend Todd Halterman. He's got that 6% investment that returned 20% last year. No market risk on that one. So chat with him. I don't sell it. I just share it. Tell you what's going on with it. Invest more money. You might want to play the stock market in certain areas. I saw one of the companies yesterday paying a 3.8% dividend. That's a great dividend on a AAA rated stock. Just a thought for you. There's a whole lot more to the report. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to share the entire report with you. That is the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation, Brett Rockwell, Rockwell Pest Solutions, is with us. We've been chatting bugs this morning, and again, I don't understand them. I just know. Here's the issue. Are you a bug expert? Do you really want to be a bug expert? I've said no to both of those. I don't even care about them as long as they're not in my house. So if they are in my house, then I want to call a bug expert. Right? I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to go down to the hardware store. But I did see when I was at the hardware store just looking for a barbecue, something or other. So I don't know what to do in a hardware store. Right, I was looking for a barbecue brush or something, I thought, and it was a convenient place. They have this Orange Guard, Orange Theory, Orange something or another.
Well, you covered a lot of bases. I believe Orange Theory is a workout place. And
well, I don't do that okay. Either. It's quite obvious, Brett. Okay, so Orange, I think it's Orange Guard or something.
There's a few derivatives of it. So the most popular one that's commercially available is a product called XT2000, and that's the OG orange oil product. And when it came on the market, it was supposed to be the new wave of awesomeness. So traditionally speaking, I've been doing this for 19 years, and so I've got a bit of experience of running across more or less every situation 15 different times. What I've found is that on average, about 10 to 15 years, houses need to be fumigated that have wood termites that extend in accessible areas. The problem is you go to a person's house and you go, hey, you need to fumigate your house. And they go, it's too much money. It's going to take too long. I've got to take my dogs with me. I've got a bag of my cage, my food and everything. and it's a pain in the butt. So I tell you, hey, it's going to be $1,500 to tint your house. You get a second opinion. Some guy comes up and says, I'll use orange oil. It smells nice. It's easy. You won't even know we're here. It's going to take us 2 hours, and it's going to cost 75% of what the fumigation cost costs. And you think, well, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that one instead. And the guy comes out, sprays the oil, bada boom, bada bing, you're good to go. Go to sell the house the next couple of years down the road, have an inspection done on the house. They find dry with termites, and you have to fumigate the house. So there's a couple major problems.
Let me ask you where you're there. Can I do that orange wood, whatever, if I'm selling the house?
As long as the company is willing, and again, contractually. So first and foremost is that the contract requires a wood-destroying organism certification. So that's part of your pre-list package. Is if your pre-list package comes up and you have $20,000 of damage and you don't want to do $20,000 worth of damage, well, you're accepting an offer that doesn't have to have it be done. We did a house a couple of years ago, and it was in Hemet, and we did $17,000 worth of work on that house. And the reason why we did $17,000 worth of work on that house is the next best offer was $25,000 apart. So the sellers netted $8,000 more by having $17,000 worth of work. So it's all contractual obligations. And again, I'm not just a termite guy. I just play one on Facebook. You know, I don't do real estate law or nothing like that. But I do pay attention when I do those classes and seminars. So first and foremost, if it's a contractual obligation.
So, but can you do a certification with that orange?
Absolutely. Well, you can do a certification with anything as long as it's an approved material by the Structural Pest Control Board. So
okay.
There's a few. There's microwave, there's freezing, there's electrical, there's orange oil, there's many localized products that we use. The localized products we recommend are either a Termidor application, a Premise foam, Alpine foam, or a Boracare products. Those are effective products. So the big issues with orange oil is first and foremost is a 71% mortality rate. Now, again, if anybody wants to blast me for my numbers not being current, find me on Twitter at RockwellPest. if you've got a bowl of termites and you pour orange oil on a bowl of termites, you will only kill 71% of those termites.
Very good.
It's good if you're in school. It's a C average. I'll let you play ball.
Yeah.
So the
my house might fall down.
Well, that's all there is. So the secondary thing is the flash point. Orange oil does have a very low flash point. I mean, it gets around a hot area. I believe it's about 165 degrees. So if you're around a conduit or electrical line or something that's running 165 degrees, that orange oil does have a possibility of flashing and catching on fire. That's not good.
Well, nice. So I can pay 75% of the price and lose the house.
Burn it down. There's numerics, and I'm a big numbers guy, but there's a number. It's like 78% of fires are caused by rats and squirrels chewing on electrical wires in homes. Almost 20 years coming up, and I've never seen a house burn down from squirrels or rats eating electrical wires. So it's numerics. But the biggest thing that I have is that it takes about 2 years to pile up. Term pellets, it looks like sesame seeds, and they're coming as little pyramidal shapes by the windowsills or in the garage, things like that. The termites have been there about 2 years. It takes about 5 years to see damage. So when you try to hang your Christmas lights in your fascia and that staple gun goes right through and snap, crackle, pop through the fascia, those termites have been there about 5 years. These are all basic numerics.
Sure.
Move an average rate of 2 feet per year. So if you've got holes in your fascia from termites and you're putting Christmas lights up, those termites are anywhere in a 10-foot radius. By doing a treatment that is not effective in getting far enough to where the termites are, it will not kill them. So will mask it. I have a few gray hairs nowadays. Every time I get a haircut, guess what? The gray hairs go away. They come back real quick. And if you're not going to get the material far enough in and it's not lethal enough to affect those termites, you're not going to get a kill, but you're going to get in that false pretense that everything's good.
We don't, and we certainly don't want those kind of things. So costing, how do you deal with the cost? Do I have to get my dog out? Do I have to move out?
So in a fumigation process, and again, if a fumigation is recommended, we do a lot of localized treatments. And localized treatments a lot of times are effective or the best case scenario. Everything is dependent on the circumstance and situation. Sometimes you cannot fumigate a house. Sometimes you have a old person that can't move. Sometimes you have a connected structure that you can't move. And sometimes fumigation is not an option. So for fumigation purposes, the best way I explain it is it's like filling up your gas tank. It just depends on how much. So the cost is based on the cubic footage of a home. And what that is it's the total air encompassment of a structure. That includes the house. That includes the attic. That includes the garage. That includes patio covers. That includes sub areas. So people call, my house is 1,500 square foot. Has almost nothing to do with the square footage because you could have a mid-century modern with 12-foot ceilings and a slab foundation, no patio cover and no garage, and you would be at a minimum fumigation. We don't ever talk about prices, but our minimum fumigation is $1,250. So if you're in a 500 square foot mobile home, it's $1,250. And then that price goes up from there. So if you have a carport, if you have a metal patio cover, Lumawood patio cover, there's no termites, but that's extra space. And that space requires additional gas, and therefore the cost increases. So when we inspect the house and we recommend a fumigation, we give a cubic footage measurement, and that gives you the cost of the tenting. Roughly about $1,500 will tent most houses-ish. We hear that my grandmother's mother's sister's uncle's brother's house cost $15,000. Well, 20 years, the most expensive one we've ever done was $67.98.
Great information. If you want more information about getting your house done the right way, take care from an ethical pest guy. Brett is your guy. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with him. Brett's been coming on the show 3-4 years now.
It's been a while.
Something like that. So he's always get great raving reviews of Brett's work. So be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.